Thanksgiving ends with more over the weekend and celebrations in honor of Mother's Day. Hope you took yours out somewhere for even a cupcake, something. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, that's how we start off this week on America Tonight. Do you believe it? We're right nestled in the middle of May, getting closer, woohoo, to Memorial Day weekend, which I guess kind of signifies that summer is here, starting to get warmer in a lot of places. If you've been paying attention to ATN, and usually there's always some kind of disaster, sadly, that I've talked about when it comes to Mother Nature. We've had terrible tornadoes this year, flooding, mudslides, fires, some pretty awful damage thanks to a few hurricanes, and some near scrapes, some unbelievable stories of people who survived and thrived in some awful, awful circumstances when it came to the elements. Shockingly, for the first time in a very long time, we're not starting off the week telling you about some awful thing that happened due to the weather. Instead, we're talking about other things, like some awful, awful things that are happening thanks to economic collapse near and far. In Greece, the government talks are very, very ugly. You know, the Greeks are very boisterous people, and they like to smash plates when they're partying and drinking a little ouzo and whatnot. We know that. Have you ever been to Crete or any of those places? Or have you ever seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Or perhaps you are of Greek lineage. You know of what I speak. I have some friends who are Greek. They are the salt of the earth kind of people. And even they shake their heads at what's happening in their country over this drowning, just absolutely drowning in what's going on with the Eurozone. They've been bailed out twice. The people just do not want to accept that they're supposed to be peasants and accept what the government is telling them. And this all goes back to a terribly run government. And it's the fear that so many of us think could happen in the United States. Me, I'm an optimist, and I like to think that while I don't want to bury my head in the sand, I believe with people pushing like the Ron Pauls that somewhere we'll meet in the middle, and hopefully we won't end up like the Greeks and what's happening there. They can't even unify their government, and yet they're getting the handouts from the Europeans, and in this new election, and it's just flat out, it's gridlock. There, if there's no deal by this week, I mean, then they're starting all over again. So what does it mean? They're having their first election since the financial crisis exploded. And the country, I mean, really, really is being torn in half. And it's all about the future money. I mean, they are a debt-sick country. I saw a word today, stricken. They're not stricken. They're sick. They're sick with worry, with grief, and there's no end in sight. We don't want this here in the United States of America, do we? We don't. Europe is very nervous watching Greece to see what kind of political chaos could emerge and what could lead to defaults on debt that could threaten the future of the euro. Greek failure or refusal to make debt payments will cripple banks across Europe, will also hurt the United States. So is there a lesson in this? Well, look what's happening in California. We keep hearing, oh, no, it's starting to turn around. Can't you see the economy? We're listening to Tiny Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, telling us that, oh, we're starting to see some things kind of turn around. We're going down the river, and yeah, we got one paddle and another paddle on the other side. We just need a few more, but we're almost there. And I'm not buying any of what they're selling. California is the great example. The governor of California, Jerry Brown, is talking about what has to happen to save California. They are $16 billion now in the hole. $16 billion in the hole. That's the budget. They're over $16 billion. So they're going to have to cut education. They're going to have to mess with health care. They're going to have to mess with a whole bunch of things that they've been messing with for a long time in California. He's talking about putting on the ballot, raising the sales tax, and they would only do it for X amount of years. And then, does this not sound familiar, going after the rich. Going after the rich because they need to pay since California is sinking. So who are we going to go to? I said this jokingly to somebody today at brunch. I said, really, honestly, you got to get Clooney involved in this because it seems like if it's in California, if it's not George Clooney or Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt or some other heavy, heavy hitter there from Hollywood, nothing is happening in California or Silicon Valley. So there are choices there. I guess you could go to young Mark Zuckerberg and then ask for his help with all the tech freaks in Silicon Valley. Maybe they'll end up paying. They're probably going to end up paying more. That's what he's saying, that we've got to do this. We're going to have to tax the wealthy more. We're going to have to do that. It's very undemocratic, some of the things that Jerry Brown is suggesting, including slicing yet more people out of government jobs. So I started to think about this and couple this with Greece. What would you do? What would you do if you had to save California? If you were the governor of California, what would you do to save that state? You can take our poll, America Tonight, Press 4. Go to Press 4 and say America Tonight poll. If you don't know about Press 4, my goodness, I have been talking about it now for the last couple of weeks. Go to the website, americatonight.net. Don't go to .com. I know it's some kind of party wild club. They got the .com. So just remember, we're the net. americatonight.net. And on the front page, there's two different icons that say Press 4. Click on that. If you have an iPhone, easy. Just download it. If you have any other kind of a phone, Android, whatever, you can get it just as easily. So you can communicate with me more than just calling the show. You can also use the Press 4 way to get to us. So we're going to do that with the poll. And here's some more incentive because I thought it would be fun to do this. I am going to give away a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, or Really Fun Sports Facts. Yes, indeed. And I will even pay for the shipping if you come up with the best suggestion. So, Governor of California, what would you do to save the state? What would you do to save the state? I think you got to make the movie stars pay more. Like I said, everything seems to run on the two things: technology, entrepreneurs, business, or movie stars. The movie stars that are making the big bucks, they could throw a few parties, they could do a few fundraisers, hold a few concerts, and you can make a little bit of money on that. $16 billion? I don't think $16 billion, but you could probably get a good chunk of the money started anyway. And maybe the sales tax wouldn't be quite as high. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We have just scratched the surface, my friends. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1540.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1579.27, $789.63 for a half ounce, or $394.82 for a quarter ounce. That's $1579.27, $789.63, and $394.82.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
With me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend. We did our cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend. Maybe one of you caught some of the new movies, perhaps Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp. It feels like dark shadows over the state of California. There's a pall, and it's because people feel as though they are being drained of their do-re-mi, and they are. The state is in terrible shape. The governor of California, Jerry Brown, is saying that they're going to be in a depression just like 1930, and that people better pay attention to what his plan is or else. So, if you were the governor of California, what would you do to save your state? What would you do? He's talking about taxing the rich, that's three cups of coffee for me, taxing the rich. I say make the movie stars pay more. Make the people who run the studios, because they make a lot of money off of that state. It's not going to make up the $16 billion, but it would make up some money to be sure. Remember, you can also get to us, 855-266-KATE, or press 4. Press 4, America Tonight poll. What would you do if you were the governor of California? Go to Ken in Illinois. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Good. What would you do to save Cali?
Well, consider the fact that Americans are actually some of the most charitable people on the planet. I would appeal to people's patriotism and set up a center that everybody could send donations to.
So have other states help, and then we could count on their help maybe in the future. So save California, send some. If everybody sent just a little bit of money, then they wouldn't have to do these drastic things.
Well, I mean, you probably wouldn't even have to go out of the state of California. I mean, just, you know, appeal to the people's sense of, you know, I can't really say patriotism, but, that they and themselves are investing in their own future.
Yeah, that's like, you know what they could do, Ken? You gave me a great idea. Why not have a telethon, Save California Telethon?
There we go. Okay.
Good caller. Good caller. Call me again. Good suggestion. Yeah, sure. Why not? How many people live in California? What if every single one of them, I'm sorry, if you look at Starbucks, if you look at people going through drive-thrus, they can't afford, even no matter if you have a lot of money, a little bit of money, somewhere in between, they can't afford to send $5. I like that idea. I like the idea of the Save California telethon. Maybe I'm going to send a little note to Governor Jerry Brown. Okay, so you know there's a couple of ways to get a hold of us. Any great suggestions about saving California? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We do have somebody who's taken our poll through Press 4, and I think this is Joe in Tennessee. Let it rip, Joe.
Hey, this is Joe from Tennessee. I think to get California out of their problems, Arnold Schwarzenegger should have more children and start making them pay their taxes.
That's pretty good. Joe is going to be tough to beat. He's going to be pretty tough to beat. Make them pay their taxes. A little sarcasm there. I like it. Good way to start off of the week. You may have your own suggestions. Please feel free to throw them in here on the show. Speaking of being a politician and running a state, how about running a country? You have all these dinners with Barack Obama that they're raising a ton of money. You know, they got a big war chest, the Democrats do. David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs, they're no schlumps when it comes to getting somebody elected. That's why they bolted from the White House, set up shop back in Chicago. So what's going on with Romney? What did he do over the weekend? You would assume, I mean, he's everywhere and anywhere. He is burning up the shoe leather and has to burn up the shoe leather because some of these polls have him getting pummeled already. Other polls have him neck and neck with the Prez, depends on what we're talking about. And he wants anybody and everybody. He wants the conservatives. He wants the moderates. He wants the independents. He wants to get those swing states. And did Barack Obama give him a present when he endorsed, in a sense, endorsed gay marriage? Will that help Mitt Romney in some of those swing states? North Carolina, you think, is a layup, right? But what about Ohio? What about Pennsylvania? What about your Virginia? And what about a state with a whole bunch of electoral votes? Because I think Romney's going to need 270 to 290. I've said that before. Florida. That's why Marco Rubio's name keeps coming up as the undercard, as the VP on the ticket. So Romney is saying it. He said it all weekend long. These are the people he needs. Here he is in his own words.
I think I have to make a real effort to get every voter in this country. Those people who are inclined to my views on the issues of the day, whether they are economic issues, foreign policy issues, social issues.
Mm-hmm. So everybody, if he's not narrowing it down, he's going after everybody. And why not? Because he's going to need every vote that he can get, of course. No matter what, it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican. Looking back in history, it's very tough to beat an incumbent. Not impossible, but very, very tough. I mentioned this thing about the marriage decision that Obama came out with in his interview with Robin Roberts on ABC. That was really the big news heading into the weekend. No shocker there. And one of the polls that came out say that the majority in this poll approve of how the president is handling the discussion on gay marriage, that he has changed and supported the idea of same-sex marriage, and he's the first president to come out and do that. I mean, really. He's saying he's evolving, so he tried to kind of sidestep it a little bit, but he's the most forceful of anyone. So on Friday, the first poll taken after his ABC interview, it showed 51% of Americans approved of the decision compared to 45% who disapprove. And this is from a Gallup survey in looking at this. And, wow, that's interesting. It kind of looking at who he would appeal to, it's obvious that his more liberal base he would appeal to. But, and it's unclear as to what was the background of everybody who took this poll. But it also questioned Americans on whether they were more or less likely to vote for Obama based on the decision. They weren't asked whether they were previously leaning toward the president or his rival Mitt Romney. 40% of Americans said the decision will sway their vote in November, and 26% of Americans were less likely to vote for the president because of the decision. 13 were more likely to cast votes for Obama. So how about that? And 60%, I guess, is the key number. I can't help myself. I'm a poll princess. 60% of Americans polled were unchanged in their support of the prez after he publicly backed same-sex marriage. How about that? And Gallup, because they're the king of kings when it comes to polls, they made sure to mention when they released the poll that the results reflected immediate reaction to his decision and that the viewpoints could change with time depending on the attention. I thought this was interesting. The attention same-sex marriage gets on the campaign trail. And you know what I said about this? Why? What are the top five burning issues in this country? And no offense to any couples who are same-sex couples who want to get married, but why? We've talked about this forever in this country, okay? So this is the time while we're drowning, all people are drowning in some way or form to try to survive. We're getting killed when it comes to education, math, and science. We don't know where we are on energy because we should be drilling in certain areas. We're not. So China and Russia, they're taking advantage of that. I mean, we got some serious things happening in this country, and very little legislation will go on between now and November, and the focus is on gay marriage. That screams distraction. It doesn't make any sense to me why this is what the focus was, except for that if this was the decision to make, this would be a way to get more money from the gay community, maybe get more support, throw the dice, because it is a huge political gamble, but definitely take away all the noise about jobs and what's going to happen with health care because the Supreme decision is coming out in June and all that sort of stuff. All right, we're mixing it up all over the place. Hang with us here on America Today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's you. What if you're the governor of California? What do you do to save the state? The guy is so desperate. He posted on YouTube a video that said California's shortfall is now projected to be $16 billion. By my math and the New York Times math, it's up from $9.2 billion in January. So he's blaming on Schwarzenegger. Oh, all these problems he inherited. Blame, blame, blame. And see, why take the gig if you know that you're going to be in the middle of this stuff? So anyway, he's saying that the problem is he's going to have to make cuts. They're going to have to cut health care some more, reductions in schools, other social programs. I mean, this hasn't this been going on in California forever? Now, I wonder why they have all this. They're begging tourists to come there. You see the spot. You see the commercials now. Betty White is in the commercial saying, come back to California. And you have, Rob Lowe, come to California, and he's surfing and whatever, the reasons why. We're more than just a beach. We're broke. We need you. They're going to have to set up toll roads all over the state. He's saying it's the worst, Brown is saying it's the worst recession since the 1930s. That's where they're what they're falling into. So what would you do to save California? What could they, what do you think they could possibly do? The person who comes up with the best idea, I'm going to send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. You can do Press 4, America Tonight poll, and tell us what you think. Or give me a call at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Let's go to John, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hi, Kate, are you there?
I'm here, John. What do you think? What can California do?
I think they ought to go with a two-prong attack. First thing they do is get a bunch of the cheapest digital cameras you can get and make everybody who makes more than, say, $70,000 a year management positions video everything they do for a month straight, download it every day, the work they've done, and eliminate some redundancy and waste there.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing would be to level with them and tell them, look, we can't afford to pay these benefits out that we've paid. You know, they're paying people 100% of their salary, what they made, and they're retiring at 50, all these state workers, state jobs, and cut it down to 65%. I mean, that's almost two-thirds of what you were making. You ought to be able to live on, you know, if you manage your money properly, you ought to be able to live on two-thirds of your salary, you know,
mm-hmm.
after you've retired. But, you know, they've just promised out more than they can give out, and they're so top-heavy with management and stuff. Anytime you're at a job site around here in Kentucky, you'll see two people working and three managers standing around watching. You got two people in the hole and three watching, you know, with clipboards. And three state trucks, all nice, new, paid for by us. We're top-heavy here in Kentucky, too.
Yeah. Yeah, great suggestions, John. You're absolutely right. Excellent. And you're right with the, when it comes to the pensions and stuff. But also, I love the idea about get the digital camera out and let's start seeing what you do. Some of these jobs should be audited. Terrific stuff, John. Call us again. They should be audited. I say this all the time when it comes to the government in general. I have some friends that work in government jobs. And they tell me that. They're not telling me that about their specific jobs. In fact, for two of my friends, it's the opposite. They're absorbing everything. But they see the waste. They see how many management levels up deep they are and what the redundancies are, exactly what he's talking about. And it's massive. How much money could we save in the federal government if we just audited what people were doing? A lot, I bet, from the IRS down, absolutely. And he's right. You would find it. I'm sure you would find it there. Isn't that infuriating when you see that there's more people in that middle ground, and then it's the workers that are just being heaped upon, where they got to come up with twice amount of steam to get through all the work that's being dumped on them. All right, so good suggestions. We have some funny ones and some serious ones. You might want to throw in on this, too. I think it's just like what we're talking about, what we see with the federal government. Very scary to see with California, just in that same position. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. You know, here we are in the middle of this, and we see Greece, and we see what's going on with the elections and who's promising what. And we know the Supreme Court is going to come down with a decision in June on Obamacare, whether or not that stands or the individual mandate is out, or we're going to actually go after people who decide they can't afford health care or they don't want health care or whatever it might be. And trust me, my friends, they're counting on the decision to go in their favor, meaning the administration is, because the IRS, this is absolutely true, is already training thousands of people whose jobs will just be to go after people who don't have health insurance. So they're already assuming that this is going to kick in and they're going to get ready for it ahead of time. So our money is already being spent to enforce something that's not even in place yet. It's not in place for 2 years. But the punishers who will go after the people who don't get insurance, We are already paying for that. You and I are already paying for that now so that it's in place. So I think they're counting on it happening, counting on that there's not going to be a problem in that where they're going to enforce it, that the Supreme Court will vote to uphold Obamacare and it won't get tossed out. That's such a huge decision, as is the decision over what to do with the Arizona immigration law, whether or not that's going to stand or it's going to be struck down, because there's a lot of states that are waiting to see what's going to happen. See, notice the trend here. We're always waiting to see what's going to happen. We're waiting. This guy wasn't waiting at all, and I feel like I'm going to throw this in here because it had to be. I always say that America Tonight is about the buds in your backyard, and I think that this story just resonated with so many people. Did you know who Scott Thompson was? I mean, be honest. You know who this guy is? Did you ever know? Have you ever heard the name Scott Thompson? Do, 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 do. I have my special infrared glasses, and I see that nobody has their hands up. Of course you don't know who he is. He's just some dweeby guy who is, or was, the CEO of Yahoo. He is the fourth CEO in 5 years to resign. This guy resigns, though, and why should you care? Because he had a fake resume. Do you believe it? He's making tons of money, and it turns out he had padded his resume and said that he had done something he hadn't done, had a degree in computer science. I'm in the computer business, and I'm telling you I have a computer science degree, and I don't have it. And guess what? They find out he doesn't have the degree. He knows that he shot down no matter what. Because once his resume was scrutinized, it was just embarrassing. So, and this internet company is struggling. He had to bail. He knew he had to bail. He's only been there since the beginning of the year, and over the weekend he has no choice because the board had evidence that contradicted what he said. You know, he was saying that he was innocent and that he didn't misstate his academic record, but they had the information. They had the information and knew, saying that he didn't have a computer science degree. So that was a lie, so that, you know, he was going to be out. You have to think. I don't know. And this is why I never lied on my resume, because I was afraid that that's what would happen to me, that if I exaggerated something, that it would, they would find out, and, you know, I'd look like a big dummy, and then I'd have to explain myself. Nothing worse than that, getting called on the carpet. Oh, the worst thing that can happen to you. What are you going to do? You start squirming. You got to say, hey, I lied. I wanted to be the CEO of your company, so I decided that I was going to just pad my resume a little bit. So, you know, you go through history and you think of all the people who have padded their resume. I mean, there's probably been thousands and thousands of people who have done it. And I looked at a job survey from AOL that came out a year ago, and they found that 1 out of 4 people say that they've lied or embellished the truth on their resume or in an interview to get a job. I mean, does it pay to lie about your credentials? I mean, is that a good thing? Certainly, when you're in a job, when you're a mechanic, you're an airline mechanic, or you've worked as a foreman in a certain area, worked in the construction business or whatever, boy, it could be deadly to lie there. But when you have these cushier office jobs and you have people that you can place underneath you, well, maybe it's not quite as hard. I got some famous liars who padded their resume and flat out made up stuff on their resume that I'm going to tell you about next here on America Tonight.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Everybody tells me how I can be the for now. I've been standing by the fire, but just can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Finally, about the big secret that I was going to unveil on the show. Finally, we can pull back the curtain and tell you. I mentioned the stories about my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and his father before him, and how worried I was, frankly, about my own ticker. So I used to run. I stopped running because I was afraid maybe that would be dangerous for me. Very, very concerned about the heart. Had 2 friends that were only in their 30s and had both of their chests cracked open, for lack of a better way to say it, because they had to have emergency bypass surgery. So I didn't want to end up the same way. And I took a chance on a really cool product called Extendivite. And I am so glad that I did, because I saw my blood pressure numbers, which I have to admit I had no idea. It's almost like I was afraid. I had no idea what they were. Went and checked them and was shocked by what I found before I started taking it a couple of months ago, and then ultimately how it dropped considerably. My doctor, Dr. Marcus, was like, "What's going on?" So I feel great, and I am very thrilled to start this heart campaign off because this is my passion. Don Wiskin is the guy who started Extendivite, and he has personal reasons as well for going in this direction. Don, thanks for, of course, doing this heart campaign with us, and we're thrilled to have you on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate. It's good to be out there and sharing my message.
So what? Tell us about your family. I mentioned that my grandfather, Gerard, I never got a chance to meet him. He died of a heart attack before he was 40, and his father before him died of a heart attack before he was 40 as well. You have an interesting story, even personally, but also with your family, some things have happened. So heart problems run in the family with you, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the funny thing was is, you know, my dad's father and mother both lived into their 80s and 90s. My mother's side, they both lived into their 80s and 90s. The women lived longer, mind you. But my father was 62 when he died from complications of bypass. My brother Wayne was 44 when we found him. He had passed away in his apartment over a long weekend there in July of 97. And then right after that, in July of 97 and January of 98, my mom passed away from a stroke while she was in bed. My sister and I were actually talking on the phone about trying to get her to come and live with my wife and I so that she wouldn't be alone in her house. And she passed away during that conversation. And then my brother showed up for the funeral, the oldest brother. I hadn't seen him since 89. This was in January of 98. He was 53, and I looked at him. I says, "Doug, you look really good." And he says, "You can't believe how bad I feel inside." And 21 days after my mother passed away, he came into his house and told his wife that he wasn't feeling good, and he wouldn't let them send an ambulance. So she drove him to the hospital and dropped him off at the emergency door. And while she was parking the car, he passed away. That was in February of 98. Then in June of 98, I was 42. My wife came home and found me on the floor in the living room. I had had a massive heart attack. I didn't know what had happened. And I was, you know, she woke me up and said, "What's going on?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know." I said, I think I maybe have had a heart attack. And she said, "Well, what do you want to do about it?" And I said, "Well, let's go to the hospital." And then here, you know, I didn't really have any serious chest pain. I was just very uncomfortable. But as we were driving up the road to the hospital, just as we were about to turn into the parking lot, that's when the chest pain really started. And that's when I started praying that, you know, we made it. And all I could envision was, you know, what happened to my brother. And so I said to the wife, I says, "Drop me off at the door and, you know, park the car." I walked in and they were quite busy. And she said, "Sit down and give me your information." I said, "I don't have time." I dropped, I think, my health card and a few other cards. It says, "My wife's parking the car. I don't have time for this." I turned around and walked through the double doors into where I knew there was doctors, and a lady doctor grabbed me and put me on a bed. And the next thing I know, it's 3 days later, and I'm waking up and checking myself out of the hospital in denial. I bounced off the walls trying to get home, and because I wasn't really in that great of shape. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. And I wound up having another heart attack a few days later and going back to the hospital, and then I had to hang around for an angioplasty. So that's how it all happened in our family.
Wow. And so that led, now you've been doing this, Extendivite has been around, you started it, went through the hoops of getting it out there for the last 12 years. What led you to do that? Because of this whole family history, you thought, "Wow, I gotta figure something out here. This can be my world, this can be business, but it's also such a personal thing for me."
Well, what really happened, Kate, is, you know, I started taking this stuff. Well, my wife took a tofu cooking class because we had to change our life. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. I had a 95% blockage in one artery, and I was over 75% in the rest. They only put one stent in. But, I couldn't do the things that I was supposed to be doing. I mean, I turned 43 in the hospital, but I was a roofing contractor, and I had to go to work. And so she came home with some information about these garlic cayenne drops, and I thought, well, what the heck? What have I got to lose? So I started taking it, and 7 months later, I had some weird chest pain. I went to my doctor, and she sent me for all these tests, and it turns out that weird chest pain was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue. And they couldn't find any blockages. Now, my doctor, my GP, took me off of all the medicine that she could take me off of. And my cardiologist, well, he fought a little bit to take me off of one of the drugs he had me on because they were, it was a study case, but I'd already stopped it, but because I knew that was going to happen. But I went and saw him anyways, and I got off of that. And I started telling people about it. You know, I said, look, this is what it did for me. And more and more people started taking it, and more people started getting better. And next thing you know, I was listening to a radio show in Vancouver, Canada, because that's, you know, I am in Canada. And I heard the announcer talking about stuff like that and chelation. So I phoned in and said, you know, this is what happened to me. And he says, you know, I've heard about you. I'd like you on my show. That was the beginning of the journey that I've been on ever since 1999.
Yeah, and for you, it's so personal, and it's also personal from the sense that you care, that you're hearing people, they're sending you notes, they're telling you their story, whatever it was they were dealing with, and then the amazing results that they've had, because that's what you want. You want to hear that, geez, this, you can't believe what's happened, and I imagine that's really kept you going.
Oh, it has. I mean, there's nothing better than when somebody phones you up and tells you how, you know, their mother, who had been housebound for the last few years, has been taking your product over the winter, and, you know, in the summertime she went off to the cottage and spent 3 weeks down with the grandchildren, which she hadn't been able to do in years, and she was outside enjoying herself the whole time. I mean, when you can make that much of a difference on some people, it's really amazing. And even yourself, when you were talking about your blood pressure, one of the things that some people have called us and said that, you know, the extendivite lowered their blood pressure so fast that it scared them, and, you know, they weren't ready to run to their doctor and talk to the doctor about getting off of the medication. And that's one thing that you pretty well have to do. I mean, as you're going along with this, as you're seeing improvements, you need to, you know, talk to your doctor and say, what can we do about lowering this? Like, we had one guy who was on Coumadin for many, many years, I think around 10 years, 1 year on extendivite, and he's no longer on Coumadin because ginkgo and garlic are both natural blood thinners. So it's allowed him to get off of the warfarin and still maintain a healthy life.
Oh, and that's and imagine the savings too, because you, and who wants to be on all those drugs? That's the thing. And everything's natural too.
Absolutely. It's garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And we have it in liquid and capsules. We have a manufacturer in Quebec who makes our capsules for us, and they're top of the line. They do all of the tests to make sure that the product is right up to the standards and it has the frequencies that we're looking for so that it can be assimilated. And the gentleman out west who's making our liquid has been doing this for almost his lifetime, and he's in his 80s, and he just loves it. You know, he takes it, he drinks it by the bottle, but we only need 15 drops three times a day. But he's quite a character.
Yeah, and so either I was doing the capsules, and I like the capsules. It was easy to take them in the morning, and then that's when I started to see. I was stunned, like you said, how the blood pressure numbers were just unbelievable, and I didn't really, frankly, know that they were even where they were. So it was such a to me, it was just very eye opening because I am still very concerned, of course, about the heart, because what do you do? You've given us the story in your own family, some of the things that have happened. So if somebody wants, and we're going to keep telling everybody other people's stories, what's happened, things to be aware of with the heart, and we've got a long way to go. We're going to talk about other things that have worked for other people. So if somebody's listening to us, they can go to the website, extendovite.com. That's one way, and it's with an X, X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com. You can